the world. This is the Sydney Silver Show. Normally, I have a co-hostess today, but since part two of the show is the Naked Girl Show, she chickened out. So we don't have her here today. It's just me, Sydney Silver. And today's show is called The Case for West Virginia UFOs. We have part one with an amazing caller calling in about her UFO stories and possibly abduction experiences and her friend. Part two will be the Naked Girl Show, and we have another caller calling in. Not only does she have UFO stories ready for you, she also has ghost stories available for you. So we're going to investigate these things, check them out, and see if we think that they're real or not. Do we have a caller on the line right now? I think we have a caller. We're going to try to get her on.
Hello.
Hi, caller. Are you there?
It's Desiree.
Hi, Desiree. How are you? I know Desiree personally.
Okay.
She lives out in West Virginia, which is still a very rural area, right?
Yes.
You don't. I remember I visited her, and there was like no cell phone service up there, not for multiple cell phones. Yeah. Uh-huh. So we're going to show your photo right now, Desiree, so we can see who we're talking to. And do you have George?
Okay.
George, is he there today?
Yeah, hold on. I'll put us on speakerphone and he can sort of talk to you.
Okay, awesome. Because you both had some really amazing UFO stories that I think need to be aired. And also, don't forget, everyone, West Virginia is the home to the Greenbrier. Am I saying that right, Desiree?
Yeah.
The Green
and Snowshoe Mountain.
Okay, I don't know anything about Snowshoe, but I know the Greenbrier is an installation where they built underneath it to create a survival area. Is that correct? And a lot of people think that that's down there for...
And now it's a casino.
Now it's a casino. Okay, so they've changed it to a casino.
Yep.
It's just an attachment. They still have an underground shelter for the president and a lot of the, government officials in the time of, if we were under attack or something, they, would evacuate them. Sometimes it's one of the optional locations to evacuate.
Now, George, what do you do?
What do I do? I'm a general contractor. I also work at Snowshoe Ski Resort.
Okay, so
things. You
actually work at Snowshoe. And what's so important about this Snowshoe? Is there UFO activity there or something like that?
Well, Snowshoe in particular, it's really close. It's not far from where we live. It's actually close to several of the things that we've seen over the past several years. It's actually kind of right between where we live here, which we've had sightings here around the scenic highway and things like that here in Pocahontas County, and it's dead center between us and the observatory over in Greenbank, which is also part of Pocahontas County. It's the largest mobile object on Earth and is the number one observatory of lunar activity. It's a giant satellite. It's a massive giant satellite dish that's mobile.
Really? I didn't even know that existed.
So, I'll send you a link to it.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Des?
I said I'll send you a link to it.
Okay, I'll post that on the website then for people to check it out. So I know that both of you say you have experienced UFO sightings. Can you tell me what was one of the most interesting ones, and did you ever have one together, or have they always been separate?
Few together.
Together? Can you tell the audience about one of the sightings that you had and explain it to us, what it looked like, what happened? Did you get abducted? Do you think it was alien? You're near a military base, aren't you? Or are you not?
Not really. We're closer to the Green Bank thing. It's a national radio observatory. They actually listen to space. That's what they do.
They listen to space there. Wow.
Yeah,
and it's number one location for the observation of lunar activity, which to me is kind of funny since the last time I checked, you're told and taught all through school and everything that the moon is just a still object that goes in a circle around the Earth, yet the largest mobile object on Earth is used to study lunar activity.
Yeah, we got a little bit of interference there. I think it was the aliens, possibly. Hello, aliens. So I actually have a few possible UFO experiences myself. I don't know. That's what all I can call it. So, you know, don't be afraid to tell me anything that happened, but I would love to know your most interesting or most strangest UFO sighting. Did you see one
well,
in the sky?
He wants to talk about one by Dory's. It was here in Edray going towards Marlinton.
Okay.
And it was nighttime, and we both seen this huge triangular object hovering over where Dory's restaurant used to be and by a house that sits up in the woods by the hill. And the car in front of us seen it too. They had to, because they hit their brakes. And we stopped and stared at that thing for a few minutes before it went out of our focus, like out of our sight.
And the way that it moved to it sat.
Wait, hang on one second. Hang on. We're getting some interference. Okay, so you're saying it was just hovering there, right? But
yes.
What did it look like?
It was hovering. It was hovering for a few minutes, and then all at once, it just bolted out of sight. Like, moved so fast, like no plane or jet or anything you've ever seen at any air show or on TV or anything else. The way it moved.
And was was it like a shape?
A UFO or something no one's ever seen before.
Was it a light, like a ball, or was it a shape?
Oh, it was definitely a shape, but it had lights on it.
It had lights.
I would say triangular in shape.
It was triangular. And, George, do you concur with that? Is that what you remember?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, because it was really hard. You know, it was dark, so you couldn't really make it out real well, but the lights almost illuminated so that you could make out a shape, like a geometric shape of it, you know, and it was, like she said, it was kind of a triangular-looking object. And it had lights, you know, kind of in three corners to kind of help define the shape of it. And like I said, the way it just sat there, didn't move. It was so, like you said, the other vehicle that was going down the road with us at the same time almost slowed to a stop. We stopped and watched it for a minute, and then all at once it took into motion and shot out of sight, like, so fast. I mean, we have all the time, very frequently, F-16s and jets fly around here. They use this area of the mountains, Greenbrier County, in our area,
mm-hmm.
for test pilots, training for the Air Force, where the mountains, where they can dip up and down through the valleys. So you see jets and things like that around here all the time. And this thing, I mean, would have made a jet look like a turtle.
Wow.
The way it moved.
Wow. And and that's
never
interesting that you said the other car saw it, obviously, because they slowed down almost to a stop, and they were watching the UFO.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it was hard to miss because it was dark at night. Everything else was closed. There was nothing else around, and then there's this lit-up object, like I say, and just the lights and the shape of it. It was obvious right off the bat. This wasn't just your typical, you know.
Okay, hang on one second. We're having alien interference again. Let me just pause you there. Say that again, George. The last part?
Oh, like I said, just the way that it sat there and the lights on it, it was obvious that it was not anything that you would typically see in the sky, you know.
Uh-huh. And do you two feel, and this is not the only object you've seen, right? Or you've seen many?
Many.
Yeah, quite frequently, even right here from our house. We live at, it's called the Scenic Highway, and it's a big area of, like, national forest. There's nothing else built around it or anything.
Uh-huh.
And just a bunch of open country, and it's not really that uncommon if you stand outside in the middle of the night to see, you know, sometimes from a distance that you can't really make out the shapes, but lighted objects that will fly in one direction for a minute and then stop and then instantly make, like, a sharp 90-degree or sharp turn and take off in a completely different direction. You know, again, like I said, just flight patterns that you don't typically see. Everybody has seen, you know, fighter jets and helicopters and airplanes flying in the sky, and they usually make real broad turns and straight lines. These things maneuver in ways that are not typical.
Your neighbors or the people you know, have they ever admitted to you having seen anything similar in that area? Or do people just kind of not talk about it?
No, a lots of people that I know that live around here. You could ask anybody around here, and they've got stories like this of, you know, weird objects they've seen at night and flying around and things, you know. Yeah, everybody around here.
How interesting. How interesting. And I remember one time I was on another radio show and I was interviewing Desiree about her experience, and it almost sounded to me, the other host kind of cut her off, but she was starting to get into something where it sounded like she was abducted. Are you willing to tell us about that experience, Desiree?
Well, there was a few different instances that I don't remember anything, but it was just weird. The one time we was living on 2nd Avenue in Marlinton, and I was having a hard time getting the kids to school in time. So I remember I left 20 minutes early, and we lived 5 minutes walking time from the school. And we was walking through the field, and somehow we ended up back on the sidewalk by the road. And then whenever we actually got into the school, we was an hour and 45 minutes late.
Whoa.
And I knew that was, it was impossible. Like that, it.
So it was missing.
We lost time. There was no way that should have happened.
So you were missing an hour and, well, almost 2 hours if you left 20 minutes early, right?
Yeah.
So you were missing.
And with my kids.
Almost 2 hours with your children. And you have three children. So,
yes.
And they remember the same thing? Or do they remember anything from that time period of that missing time?
Well, you've met my kids, and you know that they don't communicate very well. But I know that they all felt uncomfortable that day. Like, I could tell, like,
yeah, Desiree's,
they felt like something was off. I definitely felt something was off.
Your children are autistic, right? But they're very well-functioning, well-adapted, intelligent kids. So that's really interesting that...
Yeah.
And when you had experienced that missing time, did you see anything? Did you have any strange marks on your bodies? Did you see a light in the sky, or did you hear anything?
I don't remember anything from it except for being in the field and then all of a sudden being on the sidewalk.
Wow.
It was like,
okay. So it's just pure missing
like
time.
A weird
just...
kind of dream or something. But there have been instances where I've woken up with burns on my back.
Really?
In the shape of a triangle.
Were they upside down triangles or right side up triangles? Like, were they like a pyramid or were they like a V? Both?
They're always three dots and they're always different shapes and they're always on my back. And I was actually thinking that was them marking me. George can confirm this one, too. I really do think that they were using me for breeding experiments.
Uh-huh.
There would be instances where I almost felt like I was pregnant, carrying, like I would feel something moving inside of me, and then it would just go away.
Wow.
And George had his arm around me one night and felt it move, like something pushing out of my stomach.
Oh, my gosh.
And
like
he like a... inside someone's stomach, like
it was like a what?
And he jerked the covers off and looked at me.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, it was just really weird. And that I don't know if that's still happening.
So it was almost like the movie Aliens, where you feel something screaming, like crawling around in there. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. We're like literally being like 6 months pregnant and feeling your baby wiggling around. You
oh my
know?
Gosh, that is so. Okay, so are you too scared of these events, or do you enjoy and like the aliens? Or and George, have you ever felt like you were abducted or not? And do you think this is military aliens? It's a lot of questions to ask you, but are you?
I can't say specifically that I recall anything about ever being abducted or anything of that nature. Nevertheless, I mean, personally, to each their own, I pretty well believe in it, believe that it happens. I mean, you know, as long as mankind has been around and written history, documented history, people have documentations and even verbal eyewitnesses, everything of sightings of aliens, abductions. You know, it's one of those things that as long as mankind has existed in written history, there's been, you know, sightings, recordings, witnesses of it. It's more foolish, in my opinion, to think that these things don't happen than to disbelieve in it, you know. And when thousands of people over hundreds of years all have the same stories and same occurrences, it's kind of foolish to think that it doesn't happen, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you're definitely of the opinion that it's alien, not military, or not human.
Right.
I would say so, but by the same token, you know, it's almost goes hand in hand to say that if such things do exist, and as we all know that the military has always, over the course of history, had incidences that they've tried to cover up or hide or conceal, and then at times leech out little bits of information about it. So one could almost assume that most, if not all, alien activity that takes place within, you know, Earth's perimeters, the military's aware of it. You know, we have enough satellites and technology to identify them and spot them if they were in our atmosphere's range. So
yeah.
It kind of goes hand in hand to say that if something is going on.
I find it, hang on one second, we're having the interference again. This is funny because it reminds me of a time I was at a big party in Hollywood and everybody was having fun and someone was talking over satellite and something came over the airwaves that sounded like it was talking and it wasn't any language we'd ever heard of. Maybe it was just the way the satellite garbled it, but it sounded like some weird alien language, like they were speaking to us, and everybody in the whole party flipped out, and I think half of them were on acid, so people were like crying and they were crawling around on the floor. So that's what this transmission is reminding me of. Huh?
That happens to us on occasion here with phone calls. We have some strange paranormal activities that go on in our house as well. And
really?
Kind of odd occurrences at times that happen like that, where you'll hear some type of talking or some type of garbled language.
It almost sounds electronic, but it's
trying to come through.
Like they're crossing the wires and you're hearing transmissions from the military base or something? Or maybe
there's somebody
listening to you. For a while, I thought there was someone listening to me. Things like that were happening to me. So you never know.
Right.
And
do
you feel that this has anything to do with your proximity to that Greenbrier or the snowshoe or the fact that you work there?
I would definitely, I would say that it definitely makes the occurrences more prominent, lot more likely for that kind of activity, especially being in the area of that observatory and things like that. You know, anything in that area, they block all radio signal, cell phone signal. At times when they want to, they even shut down cell phone signals a farther range than normal for various who knows what,
for
whatever they're doing.
Is that why my cell phone didn't work out there? Because I couldn't get cell phone and internet, and it seemed like everyone was telling me nothing works out here, and I was thinking, what? An entire state where cell phones don't work?
Right.
In the United States?
At times, they will work in places, and then on another day, it won't work in that place, and people have said, I've been told that they do actually have a way to block those frequencies when they're trying to do their studies and observing things, and they don't want the interference of the cell phone towers and things. They can actually block the signals and turn it down so that no one can use that type of stuff to interfere with what they're doing.
Cell phone jamming is a very real thing. I've had it done in companies, like say you want to go to work and they don't want you to use your cell phone in there. They'll jam it in that building. I've just never heard of it being done for practically an entire state, because once I got out of West Virginia, my cell phone popped right back on, and I'm with a major carrier. It's a big carrier. It's not a small, you know, little carrier. So that's really, I had never thought about that. And Desiree, you had mentioned these triangles on your back that are in the pyramid and the inverted pyramid shape and different angles, right? At different times.
Yeah.
Did you ever get any photographic proof of that, or do you have scars from it? Or did it heal properly?
I have scars from it. I could probably get pictures.
Yeah, that would be great. We'd love to see some pictures. I'll take, if you have any pictures where they show up at all, I'd love to take those, and I'll place those on the video in post, and I'll also put them on the website so people can see it. Do you have any other strange marks, or does George ever come up with any strange marks on his body? Or implants?
Nothing that I can recall. I don't really seem to have those same experiences like she does, and it happens fairly frequently to her. So I could say that it doesn't happen to me in that same fashion so much for whatever reason.
You've basically just seen UFOs or what may be UFOs. And George, about how many of those would you say you've seen off the top of your head? Like 1, 2, 5?
I'd say probably since I've lived up here in the last 10 years, I'd say at least 10, 15.
Wow.
At least 10, yeah.
Wow, that many. And Desiree, you concur?
Yeah, I'm coming home from work in the evenings, I would call Desiree and tell her, like, you won't believe this thing I'm looking at right here coming down 219, you know, like, just out of the blue, you know. It's real random. It's not every day of the week kind of thing, but I guarantee at least 10 different times that I've seen UFO, whether it be alien or otherwise, whatever it was, definitely an unidentified flying object.
I think our listeners are going to want to know, because if West Virginia is a UFO hotbed and maybe the cell phone transmissions are being blocked out there, I don't know, but it seems very weird to me that it's the United States of America and satellites are everywhere on our globe and you can't use cell phones there. I know the listeners are a lot of UFO hunters are going to want to know, what would your recommendation be as to where you've seen the most UFOs, or where they could maybe go, like a town or across streets or something like that, where you feel maybe they have the highest chance of spotting a UFO?
Honestly, the most frequent place is really right here in this area around where we live. Pocahontas County, really, I could honestly say, has been the most frequently that I've seen them. You know, like, say, right even in our backyard over this national forest with what they call the scenic highway here, as well as anywhere around that national observatory. Got a couple really weird stories about that. You know, it's open to the public, and they do tours, even let kids come into the little building right by the road where they just show them pictures of, see here, this is how we look at the moon, do this and that, and show people things. But a friend of mine, known for years, he's lived around here all his life, and they were right on the edge of the property hunting one time years ago, and they were right on the border of the property. They shot a deer, and as soon as their gun went off, they said spotlights come on from all over the perimeter of the property of that observatory. They were nowhere near the building, the facility itself.
Wow.
Spotlights came on, and they said what appeared to be, as best they could see, looked like a SWAT team came out of the tree line, out of the woods. And then, like, several men, they said 10 to 15 people, you know, all appeared to be armed and started yelling at them, freeze, don't move, freeze. And then, of course, they were far enough distance, they took off running back to the road, jumped in their truck and took off, and never heard or saw anything about it again. Now, you tell me, if there's just a satellite dish with a couple scientists or technicians, what have you, observing the moon, and why are there armed security hanging out in the wood line around the property of the area?
That's a really good point. It's almost starting to sound like the old stories of Area 51, where if you cross this one line, suddenly they're like popping out of the bushes and everything and flying in on jets to get you. So real fast, we're at about 3 minutes to go, but I just wanted to ask real fast my last question. Why do you feel, if it is alien, why are they here and why are they showing themselves to you particularly? Or does that not matter? It's not just you. Do you think they're friendly?
Is that the aliens are our gods, in a way, in a sense. You know me, that I'm very pagan and everything, but with all the different races of humans and all their different cultures and how they all sort of stem from the same belief system, I really do believe that the aliens are sort of our gods, and they will eventually come back.
So do you think they're...
And furthermore...
Uh-huh, go ahead, George.
You know, as long as people have been around, plenty of people like to disbelieve it or try to discredit it, but alien sightings and aliens themselves have made appearances on and off all through the history of mankind, back to, you know, Egyptian civilizations and all that. So it's not really like they've ever left. These sightings have been had and have been made, and they've made their presence known all through the course of mankind's history, just at various times for the sake of avoiding mass hysteria and panic or whatever be the case, whatever their reasons. You know, people try to hide it, cover it up, disbelieve it. Some people think that it contradicts their religion, and for various reasons, you know, but... the fact remains that as long as people have been around, people have seen and encountered and witnessed extraterrestrials and UFO activity.
Whether they are the basis of our gods or, you know, have just been around us for that long, my theory has always been if they were unfriendly to us, they could have already gotten us. So I'm not sure why people
Absolutely.
Are so scared of them. Are you scared of them living out there in those woods or not?
No, I don't really feel any threat or intimidation from them. It's more just, you know, a presence, just one more facet of life, just like the, you know, all the deer and the bears and the coyotes.
It's just normal to have aliens in West Virginia, huh? And Desiree, for you, is it normal or is it scary? Do you get frightened sometimes?
No, it doesn't feel threatening in any way.
I mean,
Desiree,
real fast. Des?
No, I never feel threatened or scared. I'm more terrified of humans than I am of aliens.
Wow, very interesting. Well, we are wrapping it up here. It's been a pleasure to speak to you both. Thank you so much for being candid and honest, because I know a lot of people wouldn't open up about this. They're afraid of being called crazy or weird and that kind of thing, because a lot of people put down those people who have had experiences.
Oh, I'm used to that.
Huh? What did you say?
I said I'm used to being called crazy.
Hey, me too. So I really appreciate your honesty and ability to open up to this. And I'd love to know more about it. We're going to post the pictures as soon as we can and get those pictures from you, Desiree, if you're back. And as of now, thank you so much for calling in. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye, George. Bye, Desiree.
Bye.
All right, so that was George and Desiree. We have one more show for you on the West Virginia UFOs. You're not even going to believe it. There's more from West Virginia, so don't go away for part two, West Virginia UFOs. Bye. This is the Sydney Silver Show. Go to sydneysilvershow.com and comment on our forum. Bye-bye.